Welcome to the Boxing Talk Show, Fed but Firm, with the Hall of Fame boxing referee. I'm Joe Cortez for all of Las Vegas. Come on, guys, let's touch them up. Team fight. I'm Joe Cortez, Fed but Firm.
Good morning, my fans out there in the boxing capital of the world. I'm Joe Cortez here with my co-host, John Zimmel. We're going to be talking a little bit about tonight's fights. We're talking about Tyson Fury, Wilder, and of course, Triple G and Saul Canelo Alvarez coming up September 15th. So we're going to have a little fun because there's a couple of crazy things that happen sometimes in boxing. And last night, there was a fight on Fox Sports, and there was a fighter by the name of Efe Agaba, and he was one of the fighters that came in, and this was like a heavyweight non-title fight, mm-hmm. a regular fight, but it was supposed to be like one of the undercards on the main event, and this fighter decided to, like, when they gave the referee Celestino Ruiz, who we're going to have on the air in a minute, to explain to us what the hell happened. This guy decided when he heard, was given the instructions in the middle of the ring, the bell sounded, and he got right from his corner. He went right through the ropes and climbed out the ring, started walking back to the dressing room. We said, what the heck is happening here?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's some of the craziest things that happen in boxing. I remember one time I was fighting as a fighter back in the amateur days, before I turned pro, in the St. Nicholas Arena in New York City. A fighter, we're fighting for this tournament, Spanish Golden Glove Championships, and it is one of the preliminary fights before the title fight that I ended up taking that night, that week later. This fighter, when we was banging at each other, he has decided to go underneath the ropes and started running out the ring to the dressing room. And I remember his quarterman was running behind him with a towel. They were hitting him in the back with the towel. Come on, come on, come back. Like, it was unbelievable. The guy just ran out of the ring. He like, the fear just... And I think that's what happened last night. Last night, was Celestino Ruiz was giving the instructions. This guy decided to just walk out the ring. I mean, you hardly ever see that in boxing. And I'm going to have John Ruiz explain to you exactly what happened, but I got just a gut feeling that this guy didn't even he didn't even feel the punches of his opponent. What he did was, when he looked at this guy's eyes, when he was looking at him, he just decided, like, oh my God, am I going to tangle with this guy so much bigger than me? And a mean look in his face. I remember when I refereed Mike Tyson, mm-hmm. like on 9 occasions. And John, let me tell you.
Yeah.
When Mike Tyson is looking at you, I'm giving him both fighters the instructions. When you look at Mike Tyson, he's giving you that pierced look, but mm-hmm. in his eyes, he's looking at you. He can knock you out just by looking at you.
Yeah, that's what they say. They say he won most of his fights during the stare down.
Yeah, and what happened was that when Mike Tyson, these guys, Mike Tyson threw a punch and just whistled over their head, some of them already wobbly on their feet. Anyway, we got John Ruiz on the line. John Ruiz, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Celestino Ruiz.
Okay, Celestino Ruiz, my man. I'm thinking about John.
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
I'm thinking about John Ruiz, a heavyweight champion. Celestino, I call him Cel, like my cell, just about, it's what we call him, C-E-L, Cel. You're a great referee out of Chicago there, Illinois. You're doing a great job as a referee. You've always been one of my favorite referees out there because when it comes to refereeing, you're the type of referee that's always in the right position, using good ring mechanics and giving you instructions to the fighters very, very well. Now, last night on Fox Sports TV, you were giving instructions to this fighter. And walk us through the whole thing. What the heck happened?
Well, I saw the guy come in the ring, and it's like he hopped over the ring from the top rope. I was like, okay, this guy, he comes to fight, okay. And for some reason or another, I get him to the center ring, give him the instruction, and I'm thinking it's going to be a great fight. And told him, okay, I'm gonna let you guys work out here. You know, this is not considered low. This is considered low, and then. good luck to both you guys. You know, shake hands. They shook hands, and then all of a sudden I looked, the bell rang, and he went running. I mean, he just went under the rope and just left.
Yeah.
So I kind of was kind of shocked. I was like, you know, I was like, okay, I know he had his mouthpiece because I saw the mouthpiece on his mouth. And I'm just, you know, thinking crazy. I said, I know he didn't go get his cell phone or anything like that. But, you know, it was like, what? I've never seen anything like that. And he just walked out. And then I looked at Nate Campbell, and Nate was like saying, I don't know what to tell you, ref. I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. And I was like, hey, I says, he left the ring, man. This is a DQ. So I went to the commission and I said, this is a DQ. He left the ring. So they were trying to make it a no contest or no decision or whatever. And I was like, no, the bell rung. The bell rang, and therefore, you know, he didn't continue. He left, and he abandoned the ring, and it's a DQ.
So it's a disqualification because the bell did ring. There was actually the time was in. So, yeah, it was the right call. That's a disqualification because he didn't have the how can I say? He didn't have the heart. I'm going to be gentle about it. He didn't have the heart to want to continue fighting that fight. And, you know, that is sad, you know. The fans come out there, but it's like the joke of the year in boxing. If you want to say what happened, what something crazy that happened in boxing, that got to be top of the list because you hardly ever see that happen. I mean, the last time I saw that happen was when
Yeah, everyone that I've talked to right there, they couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe it. It was just like, you know, they were speechless. They couldn't believe what they saw. They were like, wow, on national TV, this guy just walks out when the bell rings.
Well, I tell you, yeah, I was telling John before you came on the air that one time I was fighting in St. Nicholas Arena in New York City, an old arena, not there anymore, but back in the 60s, I was fighting for the Spanish Golden Gloves. A championship. It was a tournament. It was not the championship fight. It was the preliminaries prior to going into the finals. And this fighter was fighting with me, and all of a sudden I was hitting with a barrage of punches, and he just climbed out from underneath the ring and started running back to the dressing room. And everybody was laughing. They were like, his quarterman was chasing him and hitting him with a towel. Come on, hitting him behind the back. Come on, come back, come back. And he lost by disqualification. Because, I mean, I wonder who that fighter was. I don't remember the name, but I wonder if he's still alive today. If he would ever think back and say, every time he sees me on TV or listens to me on the radio, he must think, oh, my God, what an embarrassment to myself. He probably would never tell anybody he was a fighter because if you do that, you're not considered a fighter.
No.
And last night with this guy, his name was
Harper.
Harper, yeah, by climbing out the ring. I mean, he's not a superstar like Harper, the baseball player. I mean, this guy's like, what? Come on, you got to give me a break. How can you walk out with the bell rings? He's looking at this guy. Then some excuse he made was that there was a dispute about his
contract,
paycheck. His paycheck was like cut in half. Come on, if you're not happy with what you're gonna get paid with, you don't
get in the ring.
You don't go. You don't go in the ring. You don't even put on the gloves.
Exactly.
It was just stare down. If you look at that fight on YouTube,
shaking, man.
And you look at this guy, he's like looking at Mike Tyson in his eyes. He's looking at you, you say, oh, my God, what am I? You can talk all you can talk, but when you get in that ring with a guy like Mike Tyson or that guy Harper last night fighting, he looked at this guy's eyes and he said, oh, my God, this guy's going to kill me. So he just thought, you know what, I'm out of here.
That's the look I saw in his face. He was, and, you know, for some reason, he kept nodding his head, and I was like, Yeah.
Yeah, he was nodding his head. Yep,
I'm out of here.
I'm out of here.
As soon as he finishes talking. As soon as this guy finishes talking, I'm going to go right back up where I came from.
But, John, you know, I mean, it had to be some kind of, it's going to be one of the highlights of your life where people do stories on you. They're going to be asking you.
My phone is ringing off the hook about that whole situation. Yeah,
people are going to be calling all over the world. Celestino Ruiz, a referee for this fight last night, live on Fox Sports. You're the referee. You gave me the instructions. What the hell happened? You know?
Yeah.
Now, talking about refereeing, anyway, your career, whatnot, John, Sal, you've been a referee now for how many years in the pros?
15 years in the pros.
15 in the pros. And how many years do you do in the amateurs?
I did about 7 years in the amateurs.
So you did a total of about 22 years as a referee, 15 in the pro, 7 in the amateurs, which is just about right. You're at the right place at the right time. I've always told you the times we've been together that you've been an outstanding referee doing a great job.
Thank you.
What inspired you to become a referee, Sal?
You know, I started off as a judge, and for some reason or another, I just wanted to get inside a ring. I used to compete. You know, I fought Golden Gloves in AEU tournaments when I was younger, and I was just judging at first, and then for some reason or another, I just wanted a referee, and I started going to the local gyms, and I started practicing while the kids are over there sparring. And then all of a sudden, I just put in for my amateur license, and the sky was the limit from there.
Good, good, good. Now, you've done a great job. I've been with you on numerous occasions, and we've been together in different parts of the United States when you were officiating. And I've always admired you for your ring mechanics and your professionalism, not only inside the ring, but outside the ring as well. Now, you and I have spoken for hours about refereeing, but the way you carry yourself outside the ring is very important, and you're doing just that. Every time I look at you and I look at Benji Esteves, mm-hmm. and Kenny Bayless, Russell Mora, Tony Weeks, so many referees out there that do great jobs, Mark Nelson. I watch the fight, but I'm really watching more the referees, you guys, ring mechanics, because, you know, I treat you guys like my kid brothers, and I always try to get you guys on the right track when you make a mistake, because we all make mistakes, and it's not if, it's when. It's going to happen. And we all make mistakes, and you know that. So, but we learn from our mistakes, and you always have listened to me carefully about how to – certain things that go on in the fight game. As a matter of fact, I had a call from a referee for New York a few minutes ago, just before we went on the air, asking me some questions, something that happened last night at some other fight. And I'll tell him I get back to him. But I always got my colleagues, my referees around the country, around the world, that always call me for my opinion and some advice, if they did something wrong, and if they did, they want my opinion so we can help walk him through it and try to correct the mistakes, if they made a mistake. But they check it out with me. I tell them, no, you did the right thing, you know. But they're not sure. So when they're not sure, they call me up to verify, my opinion.
And, I always call the expert. I'm always calling you. I call some of the other referee, and I always get good advice from you guys, and I really appreciate that, Joe.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to go into a brief commercial. And just hold on, fans. We got so much more to talk to Sal Ruiz in reference to refereeing, how to become a referee. And we're going to be talking about up-and-coming fights. We got fights coming up tonight, Pedraza versus Beltran on ESPN. So we're going to a brief commercial. We'll be right back. Okay, we're back here with my good friend Sal Ruiz from Chicago, a referee that was last night one of the highlights of referee's boxing career. What happened with Harper was hopping out of the ring. Harper hopped out of the ring. That'll be the title of the headlines in today's sports section. Harper hopped out of the ring for no apparent reason, maybe because of the stare down.
Yeah, that looked like a reason to me.
You know, we have John Zimmel. Shaking. John Zimmel is on the show here with us, Sal. He's my co-host. Does an excellent job. John, you have a couple of questions you want to ask?
I was just curious. Did you see, any indicators leading up to before the stare down that might lead you to believe that something like that was about to happen? Like, I mean, with all of the reasons that he's given, it seems like, according to him, he had that in mind when he came out. Did that seem like the case, or did it seem to really escalate right around the stare down?
No. he didn't give me that impression at all, because the way he walked in the ring, he hopped over the top rope. And I mean, he hopped over it like okay, I'm gonna get this guy.
Yeah.
And I mean, I thought for a minute I was like, okay, this is gonna be a fight.
Oh yeah.
And then all of a sudden when he took off, when the bell rang, I was like, I was like, I was in a daze myself. I was like, did this guy just walk out?
Everybody's face in the arena just looks so confused. Like, yeah. They didn't even know whether to yell or not. They were just confused.
Yeah, they said, what happened? This guy got to take a pee or something?
Yeah, what's going on?
I mean, they have even the commentator confused. And then they didn't know, hey, what's the call, ref? What's the call? I said, that's a DQ. He walked out of the ring.
Yeah.
The bell sounded.
Yeah, what about him? Who's that? Bing, bing, bing.
He looked at this guy. He said, you know what? I got to put on my diapers. I mean, I feel like I'm going to poop or something. He got out of that ring so quick. I said, what?
He got out of this so quick. And then one of the commentators says, it should have been a TKO. I says, how could it be a TKO? The fight didn't never start.
Well, the guy mentally, he got knocked out.
He did. Oh, yeah.
He got knocked out mentally. That's why he said, he saw it coming. He said, you know what? I'm out of here.
Yeah, you know? That guy, the guy that he was fighting, F.A. Agba, I don't know how to pronounce it exactly, but he's only had five professional fights, but all five knockouts, four in the first round. He's got an 88-inch reach. I mean, the guy's physically imposing. And, I mean, if it was me, I would have ran out of that ring, but I'm not a pro fighter. He ducked right out right away.
Well, I'll tell you, you know.
Yeah, it's one of those bizarre things that I don't think we'll ever see that happen.
Nah, man, that was a first for sure.
It's something that a lot of referees are not prepared for either, because we never seen it. I was shocked.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point. What do you do? You know, you're all amped up to ref a fight.
Well, you can imagine when I was fighting that time in the amateurs, I was pumping. I was hitting the guy so many punches, and he just walked out. I mean, I looked like, what? He went out of the ring. But you know what, Sal? You're going to go down the history books. That's going to be one of the highlights of the craziest, weirdest things that happened in boxing. You know, that's one of them.
I've been told that already, and I was like, yeah, I've never seen this happen before.
Well, it's just like when Mike Tyson bit Holyfield's ear off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You've never seen that, that's one, and you're going to be included in that little group of weird things that happen in boxing.
Exactly. That was crazy.
Okay,
man.
John, Sal, going back to your career as a referee, you say you did 7 in the amateurs, 15 in the pros. And how do you see your future in boxing as a referee?
Well, I'm still learning, Joe. I'm still learning. This is why I go to the conventions, I go to these seminars, and I try to learn from everybody, all the other referees' mistake. And what's good about it is we help one another out. And when we pay attention to the seminar that goes on, and you know, it stays planted in your head when something does go wrong in the ring, and you're eligible to pursue your scenarios, because you looked at it's already planning in your head what other referees mistake they did, you know. So
absolutely. Well, you're going places, and we plan to do a yearly convention here in Las Vegas. It'd be called the Fair But Firm Boxing Academy Convention, and I'm planning to putting that up next year. So, and we'll talk about that later. But we're gonna go into another brief commercial. We'll be right back. Okay, we're back on the air here with Joe Cortez and my co-host John Zimmer. We have a guest on the phone, Sal Ruiz from Chicago, referee who was going to referee a fight that never happened last night, because one of the fighters decided to quit as soon as the bell rung. He dropped out of the ring. So they said, is it a technical knockout or is it?
I think it was the pre-fight instructions they got to him.
And he got knocked out doing the pre-fight instructions. But the bell rang and he jumped out of the ring.
Yeah, Sal's the one that got
there. Sal Ruiz was surprised like everybody else out there. Sal, listen, we're going to say thank you for being on the air with us. We're going to wrap it up in a few minutes where we want to go over tonight's fights and up-and-coming fights. So, Sal, thanks a lot for being
on
the air,
buddy,
with us.
Thank you so much.
And we'll talk.
No problem. You guys take care. I love your show, man. Keep up the good work.
Okay, brother. Take care of yourself. God bless.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, John, tonight's fight, we have Jose Pedraza, who's fighting Raymundo Beltran from Mexico.
Always entertaining, Puerto Rico versus Mexico. There's never boring fights between those two countries.
Exactly.
Those two areas.
Exactly. It's going to be an interesting fight because these two fighters know that Beltran wants to keep the title and Pedraza wants to win the title.
Exactly.
So it's going to be a war. I can guarantee it's going to be a war. Pedraza's record is?
Pedraza's 24-1 with 12 knockouts. Not a real heavy hitter, but he gets the job done.
Okay, Beltran?
Beltran is, you know what, I have it right here. Okay. It's a little bit more numbers. He is 35-7 and a draw and a no contest with 21 knockouts.
Well, it's going to be a good fight on ESPN tonight.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Bernardo Osuna, one of my colleagues out with ESPN, and he'll be there to fight tonight, and he's all excited, and we know it's going to be a very good fight.
Oh, yeah.
And then we also have a little news. I don't know if it's good news, bad news, Wilder versus Tyson Fury. What's going on with that?
Yeah, well, according to some unnamed reports, which, you know what, unfortunately, when nothing's happened in the last week, all we have is rumors. So we don't like really talking about rumors on the show unless it's all we have. And but apparently there's rumors that Tyson Fury's kind of balking at the offer now, which, you know, for as much as they talked about how easy it was to get done, it was kind of disappointing because hopefully it's all just rumors and they're just working it all out. But they were supposed to announce it this Monday, and they said, no, it'll come next week. And then now we've heard nothing since, and now these rumors are coming out. So it doesn't look good, but we don't know anything yet. So hopefully it's just smoke and there's no fire, you know?
Yeah, okay, let's see what happens with that. And, of course, you know, we have September 15th here in Las Vegas, the boxing capital of the world.
Yeah, the big one.
Yeah, the big one. Gennady Triple G Golovkin versus Saul Canelo Alvarez for the middleweight championship, which beat a rematch. And a lot of fans are talking about, wow, this one's got to really be one way or the other, but can't be a draw.
Oh, yeah.
It cannot be a controversial decision.
Well, speaking of which, we just had the judges and referees chosen, and I know you know all these people. Do you think they got the right people in mind? Not necessarily, because obviously everybody's good, but the right people for these fighters and this situation?
Yeah. Well, I believe it's the right officials. They have Dave Moretti from Las Vegas.
Yes. He's
a world-renowned veteran.
He's done it all,
a judge. He's done fights from way back from the Hagler and Hearns fights.
Oh, yeah.
Although he has over 150 championship fights under his belt. You have Glenn Feldman from Connecticut, another seasoned judge. And you have Steve Weisfeld from New Jersey, another well-prepared seasoned judge. And then we have Benji Estevez from New Jersey, who will be the referee.
Good friend of the show.
Yeah, and it's surprisingly that they brought Benji in, because what happened was that they were trying to get
Tony Weeks
to be the referee for the fight for some reason or another on both camps. Not that they're not qualified.
You know, camps have different refs have different styles. We talked about that before, and some styles favor some fighters better, and some styles, you know, it's just kind of how it goes.
Yeah. Then they had Robert Byrd.
Mm-hmm.
And Robert Byrd, because they said it publicly.
Yes.
Because
of the situation with his wife being the controversial judge in the last fight, I think they tried to distance themselves from that. And so, you know, it came down to one side didn't want Weeks, one side didn't want Byrd, and the one name left was Benji Estevez.
Yeah, and what happened was that Kenny Bayless would have been qualified on both sides.
I didn't even hear his name. What happened?
But what happened was that Kenny is his anniversary.
Oh, good for him.
And he had already pre-planned this, you know, months ago.
Spending that Pacquiao money. Yeah, good for him.
And he was ready to, you know, to do something that's very special. He wanted to do what he had to do with his wife, Lenora.
That's awesome.
For the anniversary, he said, Joe, if I don't comply with my duties, I'm the one going to end up being knocked out. So that's why Kenny Bayless was not available. And then
what a good guy, man. Another good friend of the show.
They went out of state. They wanted to get a real well-seasoned referee. We got other referees here. You got Russell Mora.
You got
Vic Drakulich, Jay Nady. But they felt that Benji Estevez has been of the whole group. They said, you know, both sides wanted to go with somebody with more experience. So they didn't want any controversies involved or anything. So they went with Benji Estevez.
I think they made the right move, man. I like Benji.
Okay. Well, anyway, fans, we'll be talking to you guys again next week. A great show. Don't forget to fight tonight on ESPN, Pedraza versus Beltran. Take care. God bless, and remember, keep your guards up at all times. I'm fair, but I'm firm. Touch them up. And my regards to Jim Kling out there, Jackie Nunes, and happy birthday to Lillian, my friend Lillian. She's a sweetheart. What a great voice. Lillian, happy birthday to you and many more. Goodbye.
Fair but firm with the Hall of Fame boxing referee. I'm Joe Cortez for all of Las Vegas.
Come on, guys. Let's touch them up. Clean fight. I'm Joe Cortez. Fair but firm.